Veteran-owned small businesses got a boost from the Supreme Court recently. In its ruling on an obscure procurement by the Veterans Affairs Department, it opened up more set-asides. Joining me to explain the case, procurement attorney Joseph Petrillo of the law firm Petrillo & Powell. Joe, good to have you back.
Good morning, Tom.
So the Supreme Court seems to be doing the AAA rulings, affirmative action, abortion, and acquisition. We're going to skip the first two and go right to acquisition. Tell us about this case.
Sure. This is a case that was brought by a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, Kingdomware Technologies, and this case has been kicking around for years. What happened was that Kingdomware is certified under a 2006 statute that tells the VA to set aside contracts for veteran-owned small businesses or service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. And they've got to do that if there are two or more such businesses that will submit an offer for a contract, and if they think the award can be made at a fair and reasonable price that offers best value to the U.S. That's the language of the statute. So this mandate that VA has is referred to as the rule of two. You have two such small businesses that you've got to set aside the contract and compete it for these veteran-owned concerns. VA, however, did not interpret the statute as applying to orders under GSA Federal Supply Schedule contracts. And as you know, there are many, many such orders amounting to lots and lots of business. Kingdomware disagreed and protested the failure to set aside a specific order under the Federal Supply Schedule. They protested that to GAO, and GAO agreed with them. They said the rule of two applied. VA, however, refused to implement the GAO decision. As you know, GAO is in the legislative branch of government, and so its decisions are not binding upon the executive branch, although when an agency doesn't follow a GAO decision, it has to report that to Congress. Kingdomware did not let the matter rest there, and they filed a protest at the Court of Federal Claims, which would have the authority to order the VA to do something. However, they lost at the Court of Federal Claims, and VA won. Kingdomware pressed on and went to the appellate court, the Federal Circuit, where they lost again. Now, that's usually going to be the end of the story, especially in government contracts.
But somebody had a bee in their bonnet.
But they were not going to let it rest, and I suspect they got support from others in this community who felt that there was a large segment of the VA market they weren't getting access to. So Kingdomware went to the Supreme Court, and surprisingly, it agreed to hear the case. The Supreme Court very rarely hears government contract cases, but it did hear. And there they won. The Supreme Court held
Kingdomware won.
Kingdomware won, exactly. And the court held that the rule of two was mandatory. The statute very clearly said that VA shall set aside these contracts for small business. And they further said that the mandate applied to orders under a federal supply schedule contract.
I guess the question is why VA would have thought that federal supply schedule GSA contracts would not fall under the rule of two in the first place.
Well, they had several arguments, all of which the Supreme Court set aside. The first hurdle that Kingdomware had to clear was a procedural one. This case had dragged out for so long that the contracts they had protested had actually been performed. So the court was in a position where its ruling would not have, could not possibly have given Kingdomware the court, pardon me, the case, the contract, because the contract had been performed. And fortunately, there's an exception to the mootness doctrine that says that where a case is capable of repetition but evading review, the court can hear it. And the Supreme Court basically said, well, by the time you get up here, a lot of contracts are going to be expired and fully performed, so we're going to hear this case.
We're speaking with Joe Petrillo of the Washington firm Petrillo & Powell. But again, what was VA's thinking, do you think? Do other agencies believe that there's something special about FSS contracts, maybe because they're already pre-negotiated, that they would not have to follow the rule of two.
They do believe they did raise that order. They said that the rule of two, by its terms, applies to contracts, and these FSS transactions are, strictly speaking, purchase orders under a federal supply schedule contract. But the court looked at the definition of contracts in the ordinary meaning. I think they quoted Black's Law Dictionary, which anyone who's been to law school is familiar with.
Black's been dead quite a long time, I imagine.
That's true. He's got a very good successor putting out the dictionary right now. It does have some useful definitions. And, of course, the FAR has a definition of what a contract is, and under both of those, the FAR, of course, being the Federal Acquisition Regulation, under both of those, the contracts, the orders are considered contracts. And, of course, if you get a GSA schedule contract, no items get shipped and no money gets paid until you get an actual order. So it's sort of a common sense view of what the transaction is as well.
And so does Kingdomware get anything out of this at this point?
Well, what they get is they're going to have the situation where in the future, when VA has a need that it's going to fulfill under the federal supply schedule, and there are two or more of these veteran-owned concerns that have GSA schedule contracts, then they're going to have to set that order aside for competition among those contracts. And they also, under certain circumstances, will be able to make sole source orders to an individual company that has a federal supply schedule contract. But the mandatory part, I think, is the more important one.
So they can't simply issue a requisition, or a request for proposals under the FSS, and hope that two people apply. They've got to specifically set it aside and publicly state that it's set it aside.
Right, wherever they have this expectation that there will be two veteran-owned small businesses, and of course they need to do some market research to determine whether or not that's the case.
So does Kingdomware get any back revenue out of this, any kind of damages are awarded, or even court costs?
No, they might be able to get court costs. I think that's unlikely, but there is, of course, a very important precedent that they've set, and hopefully they and others in their industry will get enough business in the future to justify this effort. But it's an important decision, and it certainly changes the landscape of VA procurement. The Veterans Administration has announced just a couple of days ago that it was going to follow the decision, and I'm sure we're all very grateful that VA thinks that they need to observe Supreme Court rulings.
But that does lessen the utility of the federal supply schedule to VA. And by the way, does this also apply across government?
No. This was a ruling under a specific statute that applied only to the Veterans Administration. There is a broader program for setting aside contracts or service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses throughout the federal government, but that has a different basis. And this particular statute only applies to VA, which Congress considers to be in a special case when it comes to veterans.
And was that a unanimous court decision?
That was indeed. This is one of the few areas where the Supreme Court can find unanimity.
All right. Joseph Petrillo is a procurement attorney with Petrillo and Powell. Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you very much, Tom. Good being here.
You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.